of Osmond until we get a quorum. We don't quite have that here yet. Members before us, we have House File 1420. The chair will move House File. No, I can't even move it yet. The chair won't do a darn thing yet. Mr. Chair, tell us about the bonding provisions in the bill, will you please? Anyone have any questions on? Oh, no. I'm sorry. Go ahead. A little levity.
We have $18 million from the bond proceeds to fund to rural finance authority to purchase participation interest in or to make direct agricultural loans to farmers. I believe your committee at one point has had an opportunity to look at that issue at previous hearings.
Studied it extensively.
And we included it in our bill so that it would be easier to handle in the overall process, is my understanding. And
Mr.
Request this
Mr. Chair, those bonds, I believe, are user financed, are they not? Yep, there they are, right? Yep, okay.
And Mr. Chair, we probably want to know how much of this goes to the metro area.
as many folks that apply for it, I would assume. There's no prohibition. It could all go to, well, probably not Ramsey County. You don't have much ag land left in Ramsey County, but Hennepin County could get some of this, I would imagine. Parts of Dakota, parts of Washington. Yeah, you know what? We better put an exclusion in there. Representative Murphy has an inquiry. St. Louis County is included.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And Carlton.
And Carlton.
Just the offense, or does anyone know for this $18 million about how many applications you'll have?
We have someone right from the department that can answer that. Mr. Warboom?
We'll call the meeting to order. The chair will move House File 1420. Recommend that we pass this bill and move it on its way to Ways and Means. Representative Osmond has started with his overview, and he does have an amendment, and that is coded the A05048 amendment. The chair would also move adoption of the amendment, Representative.
Mr. Chair, just to facilitate business tonight, I'll move the minutes also.
Beautiful. All those in favor of the minutes, signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed. Okay, the minutes are adopted. The 748 amendment, any questions or comments on it? Okay, Representative Murphy.
I have a question. I have an expert to answer the question.
On the amendment?
Oh.
I was just trying to get the amendment in.
Okay.
All those in favor of the adoption of the amendment signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Those opposed, same sign. The amendment is adopted. The bill is in the form in which the author wishes to present it. At the table, Representative Boardroom, or Mr. Boardroom, would you identify yourself for the tape and answer Representative Murphy's question?
Thank you, Mr. Chairman and members. For the record, my name is Jim Boardroom. I'm Assistant Commissioner with the Minnesota Department of Agriculture, and I administer the loan programs under the Rural Finance Authority. To answer Representative Murphy's question, I would estimate we would probably close about 150 loans with the $18 million. That's based on the activity that we've had last fiscal year and the activity to date this fiscal year.
Well, that's good, and we're happy to hear that and learn all about that. That's wonderful. Are there additional questions that members may possibly have? Seeing no questions. No, kind of. The chair renews his motion that House File 1420 be approved and head off to the Committee on Ways and Means. Seeing no additional questions or comments.
This is totally on another part of the bill, but I was just thrilled to see. Does the Minnesota Horticultural Society get money in this bill?
Representative Osmond?
A small amount.
Small amount.
Good.
How nice.
How much did they get before?
Oh, well, that's great. I'm glad we kept that small. Okay, all those in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, same sign. The, what is this called? The bill is approved and headed on its way to Ways and Means. Members, thank you for accommodating us, and the meeting is adjourned.